Rock, Brother Mickey Smith's son, and just moved here in the last year, and I get to be a part of the tradition of hosting God's people in a general gathering of the youth and the ministers, and I'm excited about that. But we've got an experienced staff and a great, wonderful host church here. I believe that will help you in any way we can. I want to point out a few people that you may need. This is Brother Fred Stewart right here down front. He's got his hand up. He's a head usher, and if there's anything you need in the service, just see him. He'll help you. Okay, well, no, he's our head usher, and he'll be helping you find seats. And there's many other areas that you may need. We have, if you need tapes or videos, I believe there's Brother Nathan Painter for videos and tapes as well. And Brother Gene Montgomery's up there as well. He's doing the sound. Transportation issues or kind of any other issue you may have. Our go-to guy for that is Brother Brett Weiniger. And I see him hiding in the corner, but he doesn't hide very well. And also, if you're seeking membership in the Junior Dave's fan club, he is the president. So we love. And you don't know that inside joke, but so we've got. We're going to be having a service. We're supposed to start at 7 tonight. After service, immediately after service, the gym will be open along with the snack bar for different activities down there. Guys like to play basketball. I think we're going to have available for some volleyball and some ping pong and air hockey and some of the things that y'all know probably more what goes on in there than concession stand. We have a concession stand. Please visit the concession stand. Service will, I think breakfast starts at 8 in the morning. I know you young people like to get up bright and early for breakfast. Get a good hearty breakfast at 8 o'clock. Now we'll be serving breakfast till 10:30. And our service begins at 11. And then we'll break for dinner at 3 o'clock. And then tomorrow night service will be at 7 p.m. And when we get out of service, we'll be having some extra activities tomorrow night, some games and stuff in the gym. And we'll be closing the gym both nights at 11. And curfew tonight is midnight. We ask all the chaperones and pastors to make sure that lights are out at midnight. We ask y'all to, we know that if you get a good night's rest, you'll be ready to receive tomorrow. And if staying out way too late, unless the Lord slays us all out here tonight, we don't leave here till 1 o'clock in the morning, I think that would be fine. But we ask y'all to get a good night's sleep. And then Saturday we're going to start breakfast at the same time, but we're going to start our service at 10, an hour early, and let out at 2 o'clock. Because I know y'all are going to be excited to take what you've got here back home to your home assembly. Many of y'all have Saturday night service and early Sunday morning service, and want y'all to get back in time to bless your home assembly. And I believe this is an exciting time. Lord's got many things in store for you. And we don't want to, I don't want to quench that here tonight. I don't want to inundate you with a lot of rules and things not to do. But at the same time, we would like, and right now the rain's helping us, during service time, parking lot's off limits. Stay in the service. And the gym will be closed during that time, too. There won't be no going over to the gym during service times. And if you happen to be outside and one of our attendants or ushers asks you to step back in, please just, we ask you to have a good spirit, and they'll treat you with respect, but treat them with respect and cooperate. And more than anything, we want y'all to receive something from the Lord and have a good time. have a good time with one another between services and fellowship, and come in the service with your hearts receiving, ready to get something from the Lord. So I just want to welcome you. Can we just give a praise and pray before we go start the service? Let's just stand and praise the Lord. We'll take up prayer requests later. Let's all just ask the Lord to come in. Father God, we ask you, O Lord, to touch our youth in a mighty way, O God. To let them leave here blessed, O God, thinking of you only. Their heart may be, their minds may start a transformation. Their hearts may be quickened. That their mortal bodies be made alive, O God. That the unbelieving heart may believe, O God. O Lord, O God, this is a crucial time. O Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, hallelujah, in your wonderful name, to come down and bless our young people. Cover our service. Cover this meeting, O Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, hallelujah. Praise God. Band practice will be at 10:30 in the morning. Thank you.
Lift up my hands to the King of want to worship the Lord with all my heart. Give Him my all and not just a part. I want to lift up my hands to the King of Peace and pray. Worship the Lord with all of my heart. Give Him my all and not just a part. I want to lift up my hands to the King of Peace and praise. give him my all, and not just a part. I want to lift up my hands to the King of Kings and praise him in everything. I want
Oh, Oh, my heart. spoiling that kid, are you? You're not? Grandma.
Thank you.
feel His covering already here in the service, this meeting. Get people that are praying back through that haven't touched the Lord in a long time. Thankful for that. Thankful for little brother Spencer. Let us off here. I'm gonna turn this off. I'll stay here at the pulpit.
Brother Spencer coming up front and pulling on heaven like he did, and the Lord just blessing him. And I really feel that in this meeting, the Lord wants to commission our young people. There's a job, a great job, out here ahead. And we've got this vision, a great vision of a restored church. And overcomers being produced in that church. But also feel that it's also time the Lord's showing this body that He's going to make a change in the way we've done things. The way we've done things hasn't produced those overcomers. maybe a little bold of me to say, but I believe it's the truth. But it's going to be an operation of the Spirit. And through His Spirit, we will mortify the deeds of the flesh. See, we had a great example in the Jesus' day of a group called the Pharisees. And those Pharisees followed the ordinances and the traditions. Jesus said they made for doctrine the traditions of men. And Jesus rebuked them as many times as He did and said, "The outside you've gotten white, but the inside is filthy." Now, I believe that holiness is inside and out. But no longer can we settle for just an outside cleansing. But it's going to have to be a work of the Spirit from the inside and out, a regeneration. Paul said, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Well, you're only going to get your mind renewed by the Word of God with the help of the Spirit of God. Spirit of the Lord, I tell you, I've heard message after message after message preached, and I believe in good preaching. And I've seen the Spirit of God do more in 1 hour than all the preaching in many, many years that you're here. Well, when you get turned on for God, you love to hear the good Word of God. That feeds your soul. It's what the manna is. Good Word of God, the bread of life, the meat. We can go on and on with the different scriptures and the different pictures in the Bible. And I believe in the principles that this body was founded on, the good principles. Those principles will help guide you in the right direction. But you're going to have that relationship for the Lord. We can no longer, I remember back in when I was a young person, there's a lot of things I didn't do because the pastor said. Well, the pastor said we couldn't do it, so we didn't do it. And along the way, you fall into a snare. See, we all know what the carnal mind is. It's enmity with God, and He'll start talking to you. He'll start saying, "Well, you know, I know brother so-and-so said, but look at the hypocrisy here. You know, And that's a real trick of the devil. He'll point out the hypocrisy that's going on and get you put focused on that. I had a young man that grew up in this body contact me, and I love him, and I don't have anything against him, and I talk to him sometimes. He told me he was agnostic, and I said, why are you agnostic? You know, what has turned you? Well, he didn't really know my question. He just wanted to know. He thought I was asking why he quit believing in the Lord. You know, why didn't believe Jesus was our Savior anymore. But he thought I was asking, how is he still holding on to there being a God? But before I asked him that question, he pointed out all the hypocrisy that he had seen. And a lot of it, he was absolutely right. It was hypocrisy that he had seen in the church that he grew up in and in the body. Some we've made mistakes. But I also believe that, you know, we're just men. We're just people. God's people. We've made mistakes. But we're still the body of Christ because we still have a vision. And so he began to explain to me, he said, I believe there's a God because our Constitution, with the Constitution of the United States, said that we have certain unalienable rights that come from God. And he expounded, and I knew what rights he was talking about because he knew I knew a little bit of the Constitution. And he said, now, if God doesn't give us those rights, then the government has to give them to him, or man has to give us those rights. You know, the freedom to pursue happiness. And what are some of those other rights that Thomas Jefferson wrote there? And I said, well, you know, you've talked about hypocrisy. And the man that said that wrote the words that all men have these certain inalienable rights was a slave owner. Now, I believe that the Constitution was right. We do have those rights that come from God. But the man who wrote it was somewhat of a hypocrite for what he wrote. He did not believe that all men. I said, that didn't make him what he wrote wrong. I said, we've made mistakes in the body of Christ. We've had some hypocrisy, but the vision and the message is right. It's right, and it come from God. Just like I believe with all my heart those words that Thomas Jefferson wrote in the preamble to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. There's many that wrote the Constitution, but and the writing of the Declaration of Independence to birth this country were right. I believe this message is right. And I believe that the principles that this body was founded on was right. So there's no doubt in my mind. But we've got to go on past some things and realize we're coming close at hand. There's never been a time in my life that I have seen a stirring of the young people in the body of Christ like I'm seeing now. I'm not hearing all the bad reports of how the youth are struggling. I'm hearing from every church that's talking to me how y'all are on fire. And that excites me. More than I've not had that. I hadn't heard that. I mean, I was telling Brother Paul here, and he remembers, and I believe Brother Green, he's just a little bit older than me. He was in his generation too. I remember when it was come to the youth meeting, get leave, people get blessed, and go home, and a few weeks they're gone. And we just a few of us hung on. Really, my generation, there isn't a whole lot of us here. I think there's more that's gone than stayed. But I'm seeing a generation that's more that's staying than leaving. Isn't that wonderful? And now you've got to, I want to encourage you to get strong in the Word. Listen to your pastor. Let him put these principles that this body was founded on in your life. Get the not only the teaching of this body, but get the history of it. When you hear these elder brethren get up and talk about the things that happened when this body was founded, and there's not many from that generation left, get it. Get these stories. Listen to them. It's important that you know the foundation of the body and how it was formed and the vision that we have. But listen, get your relationship with Jesus. Talk to Him every day. I shouldn't, you know what? I don't, when I pull up to a stop sign, I stop. You know why? Because I don't want to have a wreck. I don't have to have somebody over my shoulder and look, see if the police are around, to stop. I don't want to have a wreck. I see a stoplight, I'm getting ready, I'm putting my brakes on. I don't want trouble. Well, we don't need, you don't need somebody over your life all the time telling you what to do and what to not do. God, Lord gave you the Holy Ghost, and you have an unction of that Holy One, and it will teach you, the Bible says, all things. All things. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Get your life in a place where you can hear it. That's what this ministry here is to do, is to teach you how to listen to the Holy Ghost and how to make Christ your head. See, that's what their job is to do. Their job isn't to be your head. See, that the ministry is the hand of God. Christ is the head of the body. And every nerve comes from, runs all the way up to the brain. Every sense that you get comes from the head. And the men, I believe that the ministry, a shift is coming. And you're fixing to start learning how to let Christ be the head and start walking in the Spirit and hearing that unction of that Holy One. And when you start to do something, you can be like Brother Souders. He went to light his pipe up on the boat. He said, uh-uh. He heard a voice. Uh-uh. Well, what that was, I'll take him. Got to get this thing lit. Uh-uh. No.